Hey, how are you? Welcome back to this bonus episode, aka the actual season finale of It's Pretty Personal Season 1. It's crazy to think that I managed to get to the end of the first season. But don't worry, over the last few months, I've been so busy recording episodes for Season 2, which are due to launch in early 2021. Be sure to follow me on social media so you know the exact date, because you better believe I'll be hyping it up. Instagram and Twitter at Pretty Personal, or better still, subscribe to this podcast. Because Season 2 has episodes that I'm so excited to share with people that I'm honestly so grateful for coming onto my podcast and sharing their stories. I thought today it would be really fitting to end the season the way I started it, with a solo episode, reminiscing about 2020. You know, the year that overpromised and underdelivered, the year that literally went out of the window. This is a solo episode, so be prepared for some very Britney-esque jokes. I'm not funny, by the way. But all jokes aside, this year has been SHIT, and I think so much has happened, and I genuinely feel like this is the year that I've lived through history. So many monumental things happened this year, like COVID, multiple national lockdowns. I won't go into that in detail because I have a whole episode on my thoughts and feelings about life under lockdown, episode 7, if anyone's interested. But who would have thought that we'd be in a nationwide lockdown, confined to our houses and not allowed to socialize? And the thing is, as human beings, like, we're social people. We need that connection with other people. So I get how hard it was on people's mental health, because as humans, we're not acclimatized to being alone for that amount of time. Although we did adapt, but it was a struggle and a half. And although COVID is still going to be a thing next year, I really hope that it's less of a thing, if you get what I mean. Fast forward to May 2020, and there was a Black Lives Matter movement. After the murder of George Floyd on 25th of May, which sparked protests about racial inequality that Black people faced, it was so sad to see people were still protesting about the things that their ancestors were protesting about 60 or 70 years before. And at the end of the day, we all want to be treated the same, have the same respect in society, and subjected to the same opportunities as other people. That's the thing. A person of color didn't choose to be that color. They're the same as any other person. I think during that time, I really saw the power of social media, the fact that the whole world came together to raise awareness on an issue that is so prevalent in today's society. And it was really heartwarming to see that. I think it allowed people of color to talk about their experiences with racism, microaggressions, and colorism, which they probably felt like they couldn't talk about before. And that was really great to see. People uniting at protests in the midst of COVID made me realize how deep and serious this issue was for people. You can feel the passion, emotion, frustration of minorities who've internalized how they felt or been marginalized for years, who probably had the chance to speak their truth. But honestly, I do feel like this is a social problem that will go on for years, because the way that women's equality and women's rights was the fight of the 20th century, racial equality will be the fight of the 21st century. And I'm so intrigued to know more about it. So if you guys have any updates of what's happening with the Black Lives Matter movement and how it's been in like the last 6 months, like, please send some facts my way, because I tried to research it and I couldn't find much. So I would really, really appreciate that. And finally, something very recent that's happened in 2020 is the farmers' protest in India, which started at the end of November. And this is something really close to my heart, because I actually come from a family of farmers. If my parents didn't emigrate, they'd still be farmers. And that's the truth for so many South Asian people living in the diaspora. But the thing is, this farmers' protest in India is the biggest protest in human history, with 250 million people protesting worldwide. But I feel like a lot of people still don't know about it, to the point that the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, when he was asked about this matter in Parliament's Prime Minister questions, he replied saying that he was concerned about what was happening in India and Pakistan, but it was up to the governments to settle. I'm sorry, what? What has Pakistan got to do with a peaceful farmers' protest that's happening in India? And again, I felt this power of social media, people coming together for a shared cause, spreading awareness about something that they're so passionate about. I think for me personally, I was really invested in this. I remember every night sitting with my parents and watching coverage of the protest. I even watched Indian news. And can I say that watching Indian news is an experience, because it's like a massive Zoom call with like 8 people and they're all shouting over each other. No one could get a word in edgeways. And you're just like, yo, this is so savage. The fact that these farmers, majority of them in their 70s and 80s, walked over 300 miles from all over India, sleeping in the freezing cold and rain for over a month now, breaking barricades, being faced with tear gas and water cannons just so that they can protest for their human rights. And although many of you guys know, I'm just going to quickly break it down. The Indian government have passed three farming laws which allow the farmer to sell directly to the corporations. However, it means they will get rid of minimum fixed pricing, which is the equivalent to minimum wage, meaning corporations can pay what they want since they have the buyer power, and farmers will feel forced to sell at a low rate, which can lead to potential exploitation, higher debt, and potentially having to sell land passed to them for generations. The farmers are protesting against these laws as they believe it doesn't benefit them and only the corporations, and want the old system back where they have stability and a fair minimum wage. Especially since 60% of the population depends on agriculture for a living. To put it into simple terms, the farmers are protesting for minimum wage, literally just minimum wage, to provide for their family because that's the only income they have. I actually got the chance to talk to Saibar, a TEDx speaker from Canada, on this issue in more depth in episode 19. And I definitely recommend that if you're interested in this topic to listen to that episode after this one. But moving away from what's happened in the world in 2020, I'm so intrigued to know like what you guys have been up to in 2020. Message me on Instagram and Twitter on what's something that you've done or learned in 2020. I love chatting to you guys and I love hearing your stories. I think part of me feels like I haven't achieved that much this year, and I definitely didn't do this year justice because I didn't tick off many of my 2020 goals. But I think that's okay, and we shouldn't really be that hard on ourselves because it's been such an abnormal year. Like, nobody planned for this. I said it a lot, like, oh, 2020 has been such a wasted year. But then I have to remind myself, like, girl, you started a podcast. Like, that was the biggest highlight and accomplishment for me. And at the same time, so many people started that side hustle or that passion project, and that was so great to see. If lockdown didn't happen, I'd probably still be giving myself stupid reasons as to why I can't do it. Or I would procrastinate for another 9 months. Like, we don't know. But the fact that I started it and people listen to me and they want to be on my podcast, like, honestly, that still mind boggles me because I'm literally there like, huh? Like, you listen to me? Like, I'm just a normal girl from London, like no one special. So I genuinely want to say thank you to everyone who has listened to an episode. You guys that are listening right now, if you follow me on social media, like genuinely thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, you don't know how much it means to me. Throughout the podcast, I got to connect with some amazing people on social media. Some of them are people that I've looked up to, and some of them I'm so glad that I can now call friends. And I would never have gotten that opportunity if I didn't start this podcast. It's weird that the podcast has kind of grown and gone in this direction that I didn't expect. And I'm actually really grateful that it did because it's opened me up to all these opportunities that I could have only dreamt of. Recently, I've been feeling kind of glad 2020 happened the way that it did because I got to press pause on my life. And when do we ever get the chance to do that? It made me slow down my life, which I hated, but now have accepted. And dare I say, I like it. So many things have come out of 2020. I think people have learned to focus on themselves and make themselves the number one priority. The chance to reflect, and maybe because we didn't have all that noise around us, we can actually introspect and work out our priorities. But more than that, I think a lot of people got out of those toxic relationships that weren't right for them. And also a lot of people got engaged. I feel like in 2020, I've gotten a lot closer to some of my friends and established a deeper connection with them. I love the fact that I can just message them dumb stuff or just FaceTime them and just have a conversation. I really cherish those moments where I update them on every day of my life, although nothing has really happened. I feel like in 2020, my confidence and self-belief have been on a roller coaster. In some aspects of my life, I've gained confidence, whilst in others, I've lost confidence, which is weird because I always thought that if you're confident, you're confident and you're confident in everything. Like, I genuinely thought confidence was like an all or nothing thing. But actually, 2020 has shown me that I've gained so much confidence in talking to new people through my podcast and creating connections, which has empowered me so much. But I've actually lost confidence in other aspects of my life where I'm constantly doubting my abilities and not believing in myself. And that's something that I actually want to work on 2021. I don't want to be second guessing myself or being scared or automatically assuming that I'm wrong. Because like, the people around me believe in me, so then why am I not believing in myself? And finally, I'm currently learning how to do the splits. Not for like a WAP dance or anything, just because I think it would be a really cool thing to do, and plus I'm bored. Right now, I can 100% say that it's going really badly and I can't do the splits. I think I could do half a split, but then I'm at least like 10 inches away from the floor. I really don't know how people do the splits. Like, you guys make it look so easy. It's so not easy. It's the same as press-ups. You know when people make press-ups look so easy and it's not easy? But 2020, I've learned so much about me. Firstly, I learned that I'm a grandma, and now being home by 8 p.m. feels like coming back from a night out at 3 a.m. I also realized I really enjoy wearing men's clothes, as in the majority of 2020, I've literally just lived in XXL men's t-shirts and joggers. And finally, I realized that my feet cannot hack any shoes apart from slippers and trainers. When I go out and I wear normal people's shoes, I get blisters. I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but my feet have become so prone to blisters. But on the real though, I actually got really good at baking for my standards. I learned how to make cinnamon rolls, Victoria sponge cake, and I actually made a gingerbread house like from scratch. And I also learned how to make hair scrunchies, which was so much fun. And I think something that I want to continue doing. But internally, I've learned how important it is to spend time with the people you love and not to take them for granted, because you don't know when it's going to be the last time. So if you're near someone that you love, like pause this podcast and go and give them a hug. I've learned, and it's probably something that I've mentioned before, that although it's great to have a plan in life, a lot of times a plan might not happen the way you want it to, but instead in a completely different way. Right now, I can honestly say that other than my podcast, when it comes to my life, I really don't have a plan, and I'm okay with that. I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years' time. And honestly, that's kind of exciting and relieving, because I think before I would put these expectations on myself and it would stress me out, and that's not healthy. And then I would really beat myself up if I didn't hit those targets or milestones like everyone else has. I know and pray that things turn out for the best, and I have a feeling that they will, because they almost always do. Finally, something else that I've learned this year that has brought me relief and peace is the fact that I wouldn't be where I am right now if it wasn't for everything that's happened in my past. I'm saying this because I love my life, minus a few things. Dare I say that I'm happy being me? But it wouldn't have happened if one thing in my past changed. I think I've become very grateful for my past and the experiences I've had, because it's led me to this very moment, and I'm grateful for life, and thank you for God for everything. I don't want to end it on a senti note, but I will. I know this year hasn't been the best, and it's been hard in so many different ways. 2020 will forever be memorable, just not in the way that we expected, and that's fine. There's a few days left of this year, and I know that some of you listening can't wait for 2021. Same here. But let's not forget about what 2020 taught us and give ourselves a pat on the back for being strong, because we got through it. Be proud of yourself and the things that you have achieved, no matter what they are. I wish you all a happy new year. Don't forget to tune into my season 2 in January. You better believe that I'll be hyping it up on my social media, just because I'm so, so, so excited. And this is like the content that like I would love to listen to. And that's how you know it's going to be good. I'm joking. I'm just really proud of it. Thank you once again for listening. Thank you so much for your support. Wishing you all the best. Take care. Bye.